USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the time has come to take action against President Trump.
I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry. I'm directing our six committees to proceed with their investigations under that umbrella.
Democrats will look into whether President Trump pressured the leader of Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son. The president says the person who came forward about the Ukraine phone call had an axe to grind.
The whistleblower, they say, was second hand or third hand. And it was reported, I have no idea who the whistleblower is. I guess I could find out. Maybe I couldn't find out. But they say it was a very partisan person, the whistleblower. But it was second or third hand.
The Republican-controlled Senate has approved a resolution calling on the White House to immediately provide Congress with a copy of the whistleblower complaint. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Recession concerns are not just an American thing, as USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Wealthy people around the world seem to be preparing for a recession next year. That's according to Swiss investment bank UBS, which says it surveyed 360 global family offices that have an average wealth of $1.2 billion. They say more than half of them expect a recession by 2020. Nearly half are adjusting portfolios, shifting money to bonds and real estate. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
16-year-old Greta Thunberg of Sweden spoke to world leaders attending the UN summit on climate change.
You are failing us. But the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The European Court of Justice decided that Google must delist search results containing potentially sensitive personal information in all states of the European Union, but it doesn't have to make those changes worldwide. The EU's Right to be Forgotten rule, which allows residents to ask search engines to delete sensitive information, including past crimes, is only applicable to the 28-state alliance. The court did say the delistings must also come with measures that prevent or discourage an Internet user to search for scrubbed information outside the Union. Google applauded the ruling. The ECJ first ruled for the Right to be Forgotten standard in 2014, allowing EU residents to force search engines to delist web pages and searches under certain circumstances. Since then, Google has received more than 845,000 requests to delete more than 3.3 million web addresses. 45% of those were ultimately delisted. Officials say opera star Placido Domingo has agreed to withdraw from his scheduled performances at New York's Metropolitan Opera following sexual harassment allegations by several women. While disputing the recent allegations, Domingo indicated he would never perform at the Met again. Tickets with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.